Well, hello there. It's Morgan Harper Nichols here. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words throughout the week that I hope can encourage you to take a deep breath right here where you are as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Today's episode is called Remember Who You Are. Remembering who you are is a form of self-awareness. The more you take time to get to know yourself, whether it be through journaling, quiet time, reflection, or a combination of things, you will begin to find that all along there was so much more to who you were. But the thing is, you do not have to stay there. Even when it comes to the beautiful, delightful things about who you've always been, you are allowed to change. You are allowed to transform. My friend and writer Rachel Marie Kang once said, "Self-awareness is a beautiful thing, and it becomes a powerful thing when you use it to lean into the chasm that lay between your flaws and your fortes. To confront, to grieve, to wonder, to evaluate, but never to stay." End quote. So when you find yourself looking back and you're not sure what to make of what you find, know that as long as you are still breathing, there is still more time to learn more of who you are. There is still time for you to grow in ways you never imagined possible. So look back on past versions of yourself with compassion. You might just discover something about yourself that you hadn't noticed before. Know that you are not stuck within the realm of your personality or a specific chapter of your story. You are more than your flaws and shortcomings, and you are also more than your successes and strengths. You are a whole person who is learning more and more about who you are each day. The cities you've lived in, the schools you've attended, the family you grew up in, the communities and friends you've been a part of, the places you've worked, the things you've done, your likes and dislikes, your fears and worries, your personality, your sense of humor. Thousands of components make you you. But even with all those things together, there is still more to you. There is still more to know. So give yourself permission to look back with the heart set on the possibility of what you might learn, what you might discover just by looking back, knowing that every moment you're looking back on in your life is covered with grace. So go back and look deeper. Explore your motivations, how they've changed. Explore everything you've learned since then. And in doing so, you will see that there are so many facets to who you are. It's just a matter. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. Where have you seen growth in the past week? Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you here next week.